USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a trial of national interest, Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted Friday on all counts in a double homicide case in Kenosha, Wisconsin. In Washington, D.C., President Biden spoke to reporters shortly after the Rittenhouse verdicts came in.
I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works.
Biden commenting there as he was returning to the White House after getting his physical in Bethesda. He noted about his physical that he felt great and joked about just turning 58. In fact, today is his 79th birthday. Democrats celebrating after the House passed a $1.7 trillion social spending bill yesterday. Speaking with reporters about that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the bill monumental, saying it's about the nation's values and future. Republicans say it's a big wasteful spending spree by Democrats. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give my pillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called NetaShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with NetaShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first woman in U.S. history to hold presidential powers. However briefly, President Biden was briefly under anesthesia yesterday during his colonoscopy, which was part of his annual physical at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And during that time, the presidential authority was transferred to Vice President Harris. The Postmaster General still has his job, but a couple of his close associates are now leaving the Postal Board of Governors. Here's more from Wendy King.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A runway collision involving two Air Force planes has left one pilot dead and two others hospitalized in southwest Texas. It happened at 10 a.m. Friday morning on a runway at Laughlin Air Base, and officials said that the crash involved two T-38C Talon trainer aircraft. Turning to weather, La Nina is back for a second straight year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center is saying there's a 90% chance of that snowy weather system sticking around through February. The high chance drops down to 50% come March, April, and May. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington State will, because of this, have a much wetter winter than usual. Again, that's because of what's called La Nina. And if you Hulu, well, be aware, they're raising prices again. The streaming service upping the price of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month. But they'll also add ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, set to begin on December 21st. Hulu subscriptions with live TV will now cost $69.99 a month for the ad-supported version, $75.99 without ads. The hike comes about a year since the last price hike, when the company upped subscription costs by $10 a month. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.